rainmakers, rock stars, gorillas, and gurus. Webmasterradio.fm.
Come visit our magical Webmaster Wonderland. We got a mouse, too. Webmasterradio.fm. We're everywhere.
Welcome to Life Tips, the show that offers expert tips and savvy advice to make life easier and more fun on the web and around the world. Life Tips President Byron White talks to the latest trendsetters about strategies to grow your business. Editor Melanie Nayer interviews celebrities and expert writers on their tips for making life enjoyable and entertaining. Now, please welcome this week's Life Tips host, Byron White and Melanie Nayer.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Life Tips Radio Show. Today we are talking about everything environmental, green, holistic, and healthy. My guest today is Chrissy Trask, the Green Living Celebrity Guru here at lifetips.com. Chrissy, are you there?
I am.
How are you, Chrissy? Thanks
I'm
so much
fine.
For joining us today. Chrissy is the sole proprietor of GreenMatters.com, a business which was started in 1999 to advance environmental education and activism online. Tell us a little bit about what's going on, Chrissy.
Well, I've just come out with a book called It's Easy Being Green. It's a handbook for earth-friendly living. And it's a little bit different than other green books because this book addresses some of the reasons that people don't do more to lighten their impact and get active, reasons like people are busy and they think they don't have the time or they don't recognize many of their opportunities to change or they lack the knowledge and the resources to solve problems directly. So instead of just telling people what they can do, I wanted a book to give people sound reasons, a plan, and resources to help them follow through on improvements.
What I really like about this book is that it's also you're touting it as an e-guide, which is really helpful for the environment because it's not, you know, there's that whole recycling aspect that we've got going on.
Right. I mean, recycling is very popular, but there's so much room for improvement.
Absolutely.
On this front. And, you know, the book has a lot of great suggestions for how we can become better recyclers and how we can close the loop on recycling.
One of the things you do is deliver a lot of solutions to home and life, you know, evaluations of people on their home and lifestyle solutions that really help better become, you know, environmentally friendly. Talk about a little bit of the clients that you work with and the people that you're helping and maybe some different personalities, different environments.
Well, the people I help are generally homeowners that are looking for ways to reduce toxins in their home, how to replace products that are harmful with products that are more eco-friendly and less harmful to the health of their family, also how to conserve water and save energy in the home, not only to be more environmentally correct, but also mm-hmm. to save money because there's a great cost benefit, which a lot of people assume that living a greener lifestyle is a little bit more expensive because they always think, well, you know, organic food is more expensive and things like that. But you really can save money when you live a well-rounded green lifestyle. So people are looking for that edge, too, when they consult me for my services.
One of the things that I find very interesting is, you know, Boston is a big city. We're based here in Boston. I live in the city. It's so hard sometimes when you're living in the city, when you have an apartment, you're paying rent, you don't own your own home, you're on the, you know, schedule of the city in order to do recycling, if in fact you get recycling pickup in your neighborhood, that, you know, how do you adjust your lifestyle when, you know, there's really not a lot of control you have over the situation? What are things that people can do?
Well, if you're living in an apartment, yeah, obviously you can't control the insulation in your walls and the type of heating that's heating your apartment, but you can seal up leaks around your windows by, you know, applying caulk to your windows if you have cracks around your doors because the hall spaces aren't generally heated in apartments.
Sure.
You can block drafts that way, too, and usually apartments have their own thermostat that control their own heat, so you can install a programmable thermostat so that the heat is not on when you're away from your apartment. It's only on when you're there and you need the heat so you can conserve energy that way. And replacing your light bulbs, obviously, with compact fluorescent bulbs, which are more energy efficient than incandescent lights. And there are lots and lots of things that you can do.
What about businesses?
Well, the same with businesses. I mean, businesses, they have a lot more control, too. I mean, if they own a whole building, there are lots of things that business can do to increase the, improve the energy efficiency of their operations and improve their supply chain so that they're buying products and supplies and things that are rely on recycled inputs and reused inputs and things like that.
You know, a lot of our listeners are business-focused B&B clients, and I would love to get maybe like your top five tips for business owners to focus on to really help better bring the energy back into the office place with respect to environmentally friendly and eco-friendly and green-friendly living.
Well, I mean, one of the things that I would love to see businesses do is basically support their employees' interest in finding commuter solutions. Try to help organize van pools or make it easier for their workers to ride bikes or to walk to work by supplying places for them to lock up bikes or perhaps shower at work, things like that. Because one of the biggest, you know, overall life changes we can make is to reduce the amount of driving we do. So if employers can assist their employees with, you know, getting on board with that, I think that's a phenomenal thing.
Okay. Any other plans, recycling issues with inside the offices?
Yeah, I think, you know, offices use a lot of paper, and I think there are lots and lots of ways to reduce paper, from making sure that you have printers and copiers that can do double-sided and making that protocol in your office to only print double-sided documents, reusing scratch paper before it's recycled, and buying recycled paper. Lots of ways to reduce paper, saving files on hard drive, not making so many hard paper copies of things, making sure that you're using suppliers who can offer you recycled office supplies in a number of categories, not just paper, but file folders and pens and disks and ink cartridges and things like that.
Great.
And also, like, there are lots of solutions that employers can implement in their kitchen areas and stuff. I mean, styrofoam cups and throwaway cups and bottled water are very popular in office kitchen areas. And there are ways to eliminate waste in the kitchen by providing, bulk water, reusable mugs and things and flatware and dishes that employees can use at lunchtime and then just wash them up and reuse them the next day.
Wonderful. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Byron and Chrissy. Hang on for a little bit longer.
Okay. Life Tips on webmasterradio.fm. We'll be back with more cool tips and advice right after these commercial messages.
Blog, blog, blog. Webmasterradio.fm. We're the talk of the town. Webmasterradio.fm. Thanks for listening. Webmasterradio.fm. We're everywhere.
Attention webmasters. Wish you could convert more web traffic into cash? No need to rub a lamp. Just click on genienose.com. Install a search bar on your site or incorporate paid listings XML into search results. And at your command, genienose.com pays cash for each result your users click on. Enjoy prompt payment and superior customer service. Earn even more through our referral program. GeneKnows has delivered results.
GeneKnows.com. Are your domains working hard enough for you? Now, park your portfolio at RevenueDirect.com to maximize your earnings on traffic. With Revenue Direct's proven domain monetization service, you'll experience better payouts, more options, and smart optimization. Sign up free now at RevenueDirect.com. It's that easy. Revenue Direct. Make more money. Period.
Best of the web, the Internet's oldest directory, EOTW.org, since 1994. Our editors scour the web, finding quality sites, providing users with spam-free resources, relevant information from valuable sites. Submit your site now for a guaranteed review in 3 days or less. For webmasters needing additional exposure, check out our 60-day free trial on category sponsorships. 60 days free advertising. No kidding. And don't forget the Best of the Web's reseller program with the industry's highest commissions. 25% recurring commission on all products and services. Bloggers, make sure to check out the BOTW blog directory and the recently launched volunteer editor program to help build the best blog resource on the web.
Dishy Mix, the soap opera for the Internet Society. Susan Bratton dishes up delicious news and gossip while interviewing the glitterati of the Web 2.0 world. Dishy Mix, Thursdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
A rose by any other name would still be the same.
Move over, Shakespeare.
You need to differentiate yourself from your competition. Do it by aligning yourself with a company who has earned the trust of Jupiter Media, the NHL, and Lionsgate Films, among others. Moniker.com is the most secure ICANN-accredited register on the planet, offering you domain registration, hosting, domain sales, and acquisition services. Wrap that up with 24/7 support. That's your winning combination. MONIKER.com. More than a name.
Hello, Richard.
Hello.
I just got a little IM that said keep my energy up, so every so often I'll just scream something out.
Okay, well, let me know if you want me to scream back.
You know, I guess there's a happy medium I have to find. Maybe I should have a cocktail before the show starts.
Well, that's an idea.
And advise my guests to do the same.
Get totally hooked on The Hook with Katie Kepner every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
You have arrived
at the destination for education and entertainment.
WebmasterRadio.fm.
Because not everyone's last name is Gates.
WebmasterRadio.fm. We're everywhere.
And now back to Life Tips, the show that offers expert tips and savvy advice to make life easier and more fun. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everyone. We're back with Chrissy Trask, the author of It's Easy Being Green, and I think Marlene Cray has joined us. Marlene, are you there?
I sure am, Byron.
Pleasure to have you on the phone, Marlene. Just a brief introduction for the listeners chiming back in. Marlene is has known about Life Tips for quite some time and joins us as a representative for the Green Inner Body.
For lack of a better term, yeah.
Exactly. Well, great show today talking about the green outer world and the environment and the green inner body. So a very exciting show today. We spent a few minutes talking with Chrissy, Marlene. Maybe you were listening in.
I sure was.
Appreciate that. Before we chime in with Marlene, we've got a few more minutes with Chrissy here. Chrissy, are there? Marlene's going to be talking with us today, and I greatly look forward to her discussion with regards to toxins and the inner part of the body and all kinds of neat stuff. Do you have any thoughts, Chrissy, on toxic, green cleaning products and how our environment is really being tarnished with toxins that are actually not only bad for the environment but bad for our body? Do you get into that in your book a little bit?
A little bit. I caution people about using toxic products for the environmental impacts, but obviously, you know, choosing to use fewer toxins also has benefits to our health as well, because we're not exposing ourselves to those harmful chemicals that can be skin irritants or can affect our respiratory health. And what I recommend is that people make their own cleaning products, quite honestly, because my book focuses on simple solutions. And there are products that you can buy that are low toxic, no toxic. But I personally, I clean mostly with just vinegar and water and a little pure soap. It gets the job done, and it's completely non-toxic.
It saves
money, too. Lots of money.
When you look at the three big problems hitting our environment, and there are probably many more, but quality of air, you know, global warming and temperature and water, problems, what are the biggest problems, Chrissy, just to rack, you know, to really focus some of our listeners into what's going on with the environment? I mean, are they all equally bad, or when are we going to be in big trouble, bottom line?
Well, I mean, we're on a really dangerous course right now. So I think that we're in trouble right now because we can't continue down this path if we want to improve things. We've got to get busy now to turn the tide. I think some of the most important changes that people can make are to use energy wisely and invest in the most energy efficient systems and appliances that they can afford. People need to try to drive less and drive the most fuel-efficient vehicle they can when they must drive, buying sustainably raised food to protect the health of our arable land base and our ocean ecosystems is vitally important. We need to practice water conservation. Water is a finite resource that is being depleted and polluted, and we really need to respect it and conserve it. So every time we turn on the tap, we need to be aware that we're making a water decision, and we're either contributing to a problem or we're helping a problem. There's lots of other things, but I know that eventually you want to get to Marlene, so I'll stop there unless you want me to keep going.
Well, let's integrate the exterior environmental world and introduce Marlene. And Marlene, why don't you tell a little bit of the background of your state of the inner world from your perspective?
Yeah, and I'll tag on to what you were talking to with Chrissy, and that's water. And there is no available source for pure water any longer. So in order to consume pure water, we either have to purify it or we purchase it purified, which I consider to be devastating, not just a serious problem. So that's one of the things. I mean, we have the same water, right? It just recycles itself. And the body is 70 to 80% water. And so the water inside of us determines the state of our health. So if that water's clean and pure and in pH balance, then we maintain the integrity internally, just like the earth would, 70-30, 70% water, 30% matter. That's how we're built. 70% of our water needs to be clean, so we need to constantly be exchanging it. And what I do is I teach pH body balance, and I also try to support that through natural products. And most importantly, I believe supplementation has become a foundational element to wellness in today's society, just like pure water having to be purified. So,
Marlene, give us an example of purification within the body and your essentially your inner body's being much like a fish tank, and the consequences of a dirty fish tank.
Well, what happens is we're born pH neutral, so the pH scale is 0 to 14. 7.365 would be the neutral state. Easy way to remember that is 7 days of the week, 365 days of the year. So if we're supposed to be neutral and we can relate to a swimming pool, what we do with swimming pools is we infuse them with chemicals to keep a pH neutral so that we don't grow fungus and different microorganisms, so the pool's not green and different things grow so that we can't swim in it. The same thing happens in your body. If it doesn't maintain that neutral water, that 70% to 80% of us that's water, if that doesn't maintain a neutral pH, different microorganisms grow. And those are alive and they'll swim in the bloodstream. And then anything that is alive eats, so those microorganisms will eat the food that we ingest to survive, and then they excrete, and what they excrete is toxins, and so then toxins build up in the bloodstream. So what we need to do is infuse ourselves naturally with whole-based foods and pure water and lots of lemon and lime and lots of good oils and good bioavailable supplementation to make sure that we're getting what we need to keep that pH neutral within the water systems, which would be our tissues and our bloodstreams.
A big topic, but talk a little bit about cancer, Marlene, and what happens to people when a cancer is growing inside of them and how water and your inner bodies fight cancer and just break that down for us a little bit. And, of course, there are many different kinds of cancers, but how does that fit with all of this and pH balance?
Well, the simplest way to explain it is that going back to the pH neutral and where we're supposed to be is as you become acidic, you're going to have symptoms. And sometimes those symptoms might express themselves as allergies. They might express themselves as digestive issues, headaches, sleeplessness, things like that. when you become very acidic or very out of pH balance, then you would have chronic symptoms. Chronic symptoms would then be something where you were trying to treat yourself for allergies or asthma, treating yourself for sleeplessness, going to the doctor, getting medication, things like that. When you're extremely acidic or extremely out of balance, you're going to have a diagnosis, and those diagnoses will become your Achilles heel. So in other words, everyone's going to have the pretty much one of several beginning symptomologies, and then after that, as it becomes more chronic and into a diagnosis, it's going to domino off into your genetic weaknesses. So if you have a family history of diabetes, it's only going to click in if you allow yourself and your body waters and your pH to get way out of balance. And how to explain that is that 7.365 is neutral. 6.365 is 10 times more acidic. 5.365 would be 100 times more acidic. 4.365 would be 1,000 times. Some of the extreme diagnoses occur at like 1,000 times too acidic. So people have symptomology, and it's a matter of recognizing it. The problem today is that most of us are out of balance and we don't know it. I mean, there's a report done by the World Health Organization back in 1993 that indicates the agricultural soil in the United States is 95% deplete in the basic survival nutrients. Well, what that means is that your body's not getting the basic nutrients. There's not pure water. Your body's not getting the basic nutrients. Back in 1936, there was a Dr. Northern, and he took it to the United States Congress and said, if we don't do something, that there's going to be a serious rise in degenerative disease within 50 years. And that was in 1936. So they recognized this mineral depletion way back then and this water issue way back then. So it's up to us individually. From an environmental aspect, absolutely. Chrissy's 1,000% right on. From an internal aspect, absolutely. It's up to each and every individual family to supplement properly and to create their surroundings to be most conducive to a healthy body.
Tell us a little bit about how easy it is to check your pH balance in your body.
Oh,
how do you do it?
You can get pH strips that are very readily available, and you can test your saliva first thing in the morning when you wake up, before you brush, eat, drink, do anything. You have them on the nightstand or by your bathroom sink. And what you would do is just tear off an inch strip, lay it on your tongue, and color match it to a pH chart, color chart. Keep track of it for about 5 or 6 days, and then take the average of that. And that's going to give you a really close idea of what the pH is in your tissues and water environment of your body. Now, mind you, your deep vein artery pH must be 7.365, 2 points either way, and we can't survive. So what the body does in order to struggle to maintain that will start stealing minerals. So what we're testing for here is what your basic water and tissue pH is, and that's where you start. You start there to get that into a normal zone.
Now, explain some of the consequences that happen when your body starts stealing minerals, because this is quite fascinating, this particular aspect of it.
I will take calcium as an example. Calcium is a high pH mineral. So your brain prioritizes your organs in order of need, right? Your body parts in order of need. So heart, liver, pancreas, et cetera, kidneys. Those would be a priority. Your bones aren't a priority, but they store a lot of calcium. Calcium carries a 12 pH. Remember I was talking about how it compounds down? Well, it also compounds up. So the higher the pH number, you can take that by 10, 100, 1,000, right? So the body will steal the calcium from the bones and distribute it through the body to try to neutralize acid, because you don't need your bones to live. You only need them to walk, and that's a gift. That's not part of survival. And as it distributes it to try to neutralize acid, what it's doing is trying to balance that internal number, that 7.365 measurement, which is very similar to the measurement you have for your body temperature. You know how bad you feel when you go up just a few points? The same thing happens with the pH. So it'll steal calcium. Another one might be potassium. Potassium's a 14 pH. If you get leg cramps at night, you know that your body's stealing potassium.
Huh. And all right, so I want to go back to one of the fundamentals where we began our discussion, and that's water. Okay. Now, in your world of nutritional diet, Marlene, is it as simple as just plain flooding your body with water all day? Can that help somebody make their life better?
My particular vehicle of choice is going to be Super Greens with Prime pH, which acts as a float, and it's 49 different organic vegetations in particle form that feed the cell directly, because I believe you have to supplement as well as hydrate. Hydration by itself is good, but on a good, better, best, it's good. A better would be water with lemon in it. Lemon acting is not only a carrier for the water, but also softening the gunk in the vital organs so that you can start flushing some of the toxins out. The other reason, and lemon or lime are interchangeable. The other reason is that even though lemon and lime are acidic when you ingest them, what happens is as you digest, they carry a very high pH ash, and so they'll float your pH up. So that would be, you know, good, then better. And then best would be to have a bioavailable water-soluble supplementation that would carry it throughout the body and feed the cells the nutrition that they need. One of the fascinating things about our bodies is we require 13 different vitamins, 20-plus minerals, 3 essential fatty acids, 8 amino acids. That's what we require. And if the food is depleted of minerals, even organic, it takes 2 years to become an organic farm, another year to be able to sell your harvest, and another 8 to 12 years to get the mineral content back in the soil. Well, we've become environmentalists, and we've become very focused on organic, but I don't know of an organic farm that has all the minerals back yet. So in order to get them, we have to supplement them. And what we're servicing is you know, over 200 bones, over 650 muscles, 20 to 22 vital organs, and 20 different cell types. But the most important thing we're servicing is 11 major processing systems. And as we become acidic, if those major processing systems yell out to us that they're not functioning, that's when we get into trouble.
Chrissy, I know you need to leave after the break here. Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Thank you so much for joining us today. And any words of wisdom on the green living front, on the environment, as we chime out before we take a commercial break here? Do you want to chime in with any of the complexities we've talked about here?
Well, I just want to encourage people to not see greener living as an all or nothing proposition. There's something that all of us can do. There's some place that we can start. And it's in the process of discovering changes and putting those changes into effect that our curiosity, our understanding, our commitment to discover and pursue other changes will grow. So I really encourage people to just, take it one step at a time and get involved.
Go green. Hey, we're going to take
a
commercial break. We'll be back with Marlene. Thanks for joining us today, Chris. We really appreciate your time. Right on.
Life Tips on webmasterradio.fm. We'll be back with more cool tips and advice right after these commercial messages.
Just getting your feet wet on the internet? Then dive into our stream.
Webmasterradio.fm.
We're the coolest place around. Webmasterradio.fm. We're everywhere.
Now, experience the future of web design and development with a whole new level of efficiency, expressiveness, and simplified workflow. Introducing Studio 8, a compilation of the latest releases from Dreamweaver, Flash Professional, Fireworks, Contribute, and Flashpaper. Sure to inspire you to create superior online video sites and mobile content. And now, through this exclusive WebmasterRadio.fm offer, listeners can save a whopping $100 off Studio 8. Visit the online store at Adobe.com or contact Adobe Customer Services and provide promo code Webmaster Radio in order to receive your discount. Studio 8, your way to create.
With over 30,000 clients and 8 years of experience, West Host is not your basement hosting company. Starting at $3.95 a month, West Host offers the lowest price virtual private server technology in the industry. Yet, they don't sacrifice their world-class data center or superior 24/7 client support. Sign up at westhost.com today and get the hosting technology and real support your business needs at prices you can't find from other hosts. Westhost.com. That's westhost.com. WESTHOST.com. When you expect more from your web host.
Once a tool used exclusively for communicating with the media, PR Web was the first company to develop a distribution strategy around direct-to-consumer communication by implementing Web 2.0 technologies. PR Web has completed the online communication loop by directly engaging your audience with your news. For example, PR Web is the first newswire to integrate press release trackback. Whether you want to dominate your market or just make a little noise, PR Web is here to help you thrive in the marketplace and the media. PR Web.
You choose the right affiliate program to partner with? Hey, all we're trying to do is make the most money in the least amount of time. The answer is simple. JoeBucks.com, the world's leading herbal affiliate program. JoeBucks.com is the direct manufacturer, so there's no middleman. This will allow you to make up to 50% the highest payouts on the net and also get paid twice a month. Sign up today and watch your income grow. JoeBucks.com.
From WMR Studios, from Academy Award-winning producer, Mr. Producer, and Academy Award-winning director, Mr. Intern, comes a two-hour roller coaster ride of thrills.
Excited about the different things that are going on here.
Chills.
Wow, that's excellent.
And pure adrenaline.
How you doing today, Greg?
Excellent.
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 Excellent. And again, sounds like the show's going pretty well for you.
Oh, excellent.
Excellent.
Next up now is Chris Tolles.
Excellent. And welcome to Next Up. Now.
Good karmas, good ROI, Greg Nyland.
Trying to put your hole in the dam with all the cracks. You know, as soon as you get one, there's always a new one.
Excellent.
Starring the blockbuster event of the summer, Chris and Greg's Excellent Adventure.
Yeah, that's excellent.
Critics hail it as the best buddy movie of the year. East meets West in this laugh out loud box office classic.
Excellent.
You'll cry, you'll cheer for Chris and Greg's Excellent Adventure, rated EX4.
Excellent.
Check out Next Up Now with Chris Tolles, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, and Good Karma, Thursdays at 4 p.m. Eastern, only on Webmaster Radio.
Coming soon to a podcast near you.
Excellent.
Cyberspace, the final frontier. These are the voyages of your new business enterprise. Its ongoing mission to explore strange new domains, to seek out new sites and new monetizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before. Webmasterradio.fm. So logical. You'll go out of your Vulcan mind.
Webmasterradio.fm. We're everywhere.
And now back to Life Tips, the show that offers expert tips and savvy advice to make life easier and more fun. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Now, here's your host.
We're back with Marlene Cray. Thanks for joining us again, Marlene. I'll fill some folks in with how they can get a hold of you as the show progresses here. I want to read a couple of sort of symptoms to you that might touch some of the listeners here and connect with them with regards to some of their problems. And I'd like to hear from you how these problems may in fact come back to this overall pH body balance problem as you see things. So tell us a little bit about skin problems and what's going on with the skin in general and rashes and other things that we all seem to get.
Well, your body is a filtering system, and so what it basically does is it tries to expel whatever isn't good for it. And so the way it would do that is through elimination, either urine or bowel movements, and also through breathing, because you're breathing in and then you're expelling carbon dioxide, and then through your lungs, and then also through your skin. So what happens when there's skin issues is it's basically an over-acidification at some level, and it has found a pathway out of the body through the skin. And it's just acids coming to the surface because it can't get through the blood into... Now, remember, your blood's about 90 to 96% water. So if that water... So it should be like a clean fish tank, the fish representing the blood cells and then the water surrounding them representing the blood environment. And your body's made up of a roadmap of various size roses, like the freeway, the roadways, the alleyways, and so forth, capillaries, arteries, and things like that. The blood is supposed to carry the trash out. But if the blood gets congested, like, say, at 5 o'clock traffic hour on the freeway, then what happens is it can't get the trash out, and so then the blood, the the toxins will get thrown off into the tissues to be held and so forth. Eventually, it'll make its way through the skin. So the best thing to do would be to clear up the waterway, the blood environment that's 96% water, start exchanging out the water, do high volumes of hydration to flow it out, to flow the trash out so that it doesn't have to go through the skin.
Now, I've been going to dermatologists for years, as we all probably have for various things. I was diagnosed with an eczema classic, you know, when you're younger. Is it possible that eczema and or skin problems could be cured by, you know, flooding the body with the right kind of fluid, whether it be water or lemon water or super greens? I mean, have you seen cases where you can cure skin problems?
Well, one of the things that's very important in alternative medicine is we never use the word cure, because if you're going to the root of the problem, what you're doing is clearing up the root of the problem, and then that takes care of healing the body. You're not curing anything. The body's repairing itself.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen lots of cases where the body has repaired itself from not just skin care issues, but numbers and numbers and numbers of issues. You know, I said earlier that we sometimes will grow into this world saying, well, there's diabetes in my family, so I'm going to get diabetes. Well, quite honestly, in the realm of understanding that the body 70% water, 30% water and the matter, and the idea is to keep it clean and pristine, and it will keep you symptom free, is that domino will never fall, because you have never got to that point. You would never get to that point.
What about skin cancer? Now, that brings in an external factor, namely the sun. Of course, your body has to defend against that sun, against the harmful rays from the sun. But what's your take on skin cancer, which now seems to be growing at an alarming pace, and melanoma, one of the most deadly forms of cancer?
What's really interesting about that is if you understand what the solutions and so forth that we're using today, like, have you seen some of the natural suntan lotions that has green tea in it?
Mm-hmm.
So what green tea does is it pH balances your skin. It neutralizes the acidity in the skin to a pH neutral, which then protects you from the sun. So the more pH balanced you are, the less likely you are to become sunburned. Now, isn't that interesting? So you go back to the neutral state, and then the sun is less. Now, taking that into consideration, you would have to be somewhat acidic to get sunburned, and most of us are, so most of us are going to get it. And exposure to the sun can create issues. However, you would address it externally and internally, because internally is external. Anything that goes on inside is expressed on the outside.
How do you make the case for the fair-skinned redhead from Ireland
that would be me.
Ghost white skin? Okay,
that would be me, and I would still be very successful using green tea suntan lotion.
So your point being that even somebody with ghost white skin can be helped with proper pH balance.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a factor in everything, and it just goes back to the beginning of time. Babies are born, they're about 90% water, and they smell wonderful, right?
Mm.
And then we have people in convalescent hospitals that don't smell wonderful because they're fermenting from the inside, because they're a very low water content, because they're fairly dehydrated. So it's all about that. Everything's about that.
Talk with me about arthritis, another interesting aspect of this whole problem, I'm guessing.
My interpretation is that what happens is that the acids settle in the weakest parts of the body. So, for example, in my case, before learning about pH body balance, I was very, very ill. In learning about pH body balance, I was able to recover from a lot of the major stuff that was going on, but I was left with fibromyalgia, which is kind of a cousin to arthritis. Instead of the joints, it affects the muscles, ligaments, and tissues. So same symptoms, just different area of the body. What happens is when you lay down at night, acids pool in the weakest part of your body. So for someone with arthritis, that would be their joints. Their acids would pool in their joints. For me, it would have been in the 22 spots that diagnosed fibromyalgia. Well, because you have impact on your mattress, the acids pool, and when you wake up in the morning, there's tremendous pain. If you didn't have impact, the acids wouldn't pool, which is very difficult. I mean, there's products that you can sleep on where it will alleviate some of that pooling and reduce some of the impact. But the fact is that when you start cleaning up the blood environment, then you don't have those tissues having acids pooled. Acids pooling causes inflammation, and the inflammation affects everything around the joint and causes the pain. What and so about, we're back to pH body bag.
What about external issues? For example, what are your thoughts on baking soda baths?
Oh, baking soda is a tremendous alkalizer. It's a tremendous alkalizer. Now, internally, it's not going to do what, like, say, a prime pH would do. Internally, it's going to neutralize the general area for a very short, specific period of time. But a baking soda bath would definitely neutralize the acid. It's very good for diaper rash and things like that, any kind of skin issues, because you're neutralizing it. Also, clays, like montmorillonite clay, is an amazing clay to soak in, because montmorillonite clay will absorb 100 times its own value in toxins, and when you bathe in it, it will literally pull the toxins out of your skin, and you can combine that by sitting in a montmorillonite clay bath and then sitting in a baking soda bath to neutralize so that you don't have the symptoms, and eventually you won't have the symptoms because you're working on the external. Hopefully you're working on the internal, and that perpetuates what you're doing externally, if you follow.
Sounds complicated, but potentially fun.
What
about oils? Talk with me about oils. Coconut oils, hard-pressed oils.
Oils are the only oils that we should be ingesting. Cold-pressed is on the label, first-pressed, cold-pressed. Coconut oil is amazing for your body because you can put it on your body. It'll absorb into your body. You won't have an oily residue, and it will actually help the muscles, ligaments, and tissues of the body. Olive oil, cold-pressed. Avocado oil is an amazing oil. It has a real high heat temperature. It's probably the only oil that does, 350 degrees. So you can actually broil with it if you, you know, keep your broiler low and keep the integrity of the oil. It's all about integrity. Good oils are amazing for your brain, for your muscles, ligaments, and tissues. Now, if you're drinking lemon water and you're doing good oils, the lemon will soften the gunk in your organs, the oil will sludge it, and the hydration will start pushing it through. It's all about small changes that make big differences, and that's what I teach. I try to take the science and convert it to practical application. If people would increase in their diets fresh lemon and lime, pure water, cold-pressed oils, tomatoes, avocados, cucumbers, things like that, try to focus on dinner being their most important meal in terms of healthy, for the most part, because your healing cycle occurs while you're sleeping. So if you're going to mess up at lunch, you have all day to alkalize from that and go to bed in the healthiest state that you can most often. I mean, obviously we have dinners and things like that we go to, and we can't do it all the time, but for the most part I think we can.
Tell me how alcohol fits into your world.
You know the clay that I was talking about? You can do the clay before you drink and the clay after and absorb some of the toxins. If your pH, if you're pretty much in balance and you're looking for high performance, that's one thing. If you're ill, that's a different thing. So it depends on the audience and who you're speaking to. If I were ill and I were trying to get back into balance, I wouldn't do alcohol. If I was in balance, alcohol is not going to make a big difference because you will have a pH reserve that can neutralize whatever acid you have. And I just watched a raw food chef a couple of days ago, and he was working for 3 or 4 hours, and he tells me red wine is great. So.
And you're sticking with his story.
Yeah, right.
are alcohol or different alcohol levels affect your acidity differently, I'm sure?
Well, alcohol in general is something that kicks to the liver, but that's the same as high fructose corn syrup, which is in every soft drink that we have. So what do you say? Is alcohol bad or is soft drinks bad? You know, soft drinks have tremendous high fructose corn syrup. Your body doesn't recognize it as a food. It kicks it off to the liver just like alcohol. If your liver's healthy, it's going to take care of it and flush it out of the body. If you're having issues, your liver is the first place you need to clean. You know, you need to get your organs in order. So it all depends on how you perceive yourself and what performance level.
We're on webmasterradio.fm, Marlene, and it's a big party crowd in this organization. They do some major trade shows. Tell me your favorite cure for those listening in the audience that want to know
alcohol,
your cure for
what
hangover.
You want to do is
hangover
high B complex, because you're burning up your Bs when you drink. So you want to do a high B complex. And you really do want to do the montmorillonite clay ahead and behind your evening out to absorb whatever toxins from whatever foods you've eaten. And vitamin C, high B-complex, high vitamin C, and super hydration the next day. Yeah, that's pretty much takes care of the hangover situation.
Not that you would know that, of course.
Not that I would know that.
But the, let's see. Talk with me a little bit about. I learned from you over the years a little bit about an interesting concoction that you had remedied for someone that we both know regarding an artichoke water. Drinking artichoke water. Tell us a little bit about that and what that was used for as a cleanser.
I had met a Vietnamese practitioner who in there's a high level of hepatitis within the Asian community in this country. And artichoke feeds the liver, so it fortifies the liver, and it also acts as a cleanser. And what this practitioner did was develop a way to be able to ingest the highest percentage of artichoke over the longest period of time. So a little bit over a long period of time. So what you do is you slice the artichoke vertically. So you have two halves, and you actually fill a soup pot or a chili pot filled with these artichokes, and then top that with water, simmer it for about 6 to 8 hours. So you have to do it on a day that you're home. But at the end of that, you can strain it and then drink the water. I usually tell people to drink it in their super greens over 3 or 4 days, because that way they're getting this artichoke water over a 3 or 4 day period, and it'll flush the liver. Now, I have to tell you, your urine is going to be, you know, atrocious, so you don't want to be you don't want to be out running around using the neighbor's bathroom. But what it will do is it'll actually really help the liver. It's a really, sincerely, a good way to fortify your liver.
And having done this before, the liquid itself is a rather interesting color, yeah?
Yeah.
Bright
well,
green.
Well, so are super greens in general.
It's pretty radical, but it really is quite cleansing. Tell me a little bit about energy level, Marlene, and your thoughts on energy level and how we're all needing more energy, but tell us about how that relates to pH.
The body battery is at about 70 to 80 megahertz of energy. And different foods we eat have different energy levels. So fresh whole food sources are going to have a much, much higher energy level. Say, for example, sprouts, fresh live sprouts, have an energy level of about 250 megahertz. Now, remember, our body operates at about 70 to 80 megahertz. And cooked chicken would be about 3 megahertz of energy. So say you had, for lunch, you had lightly steamed broccoli with a chicken breast. Well, you would be infusing a couple of hundred megahertz of energy from the broccoli, and you would be taking away 60 to 70 megahertz from the chicken. So essentially what you've done is you've had a balanced energy lunch. The vehicle, and when I say I believe supplementation is a fundamental element in our wellness today, I look for products that have super high megahertz of energy, because then what you're doing is all day long you're infusing high energy, and you don't have to worry so much about what you're eating. You can drink the energy, and that's one of the reasons I became a distributor with InnerLight, and I'm now a senior national director with InnerLight, and why I speak to pH body balance in terms of energy is because it's a fundamental element. When you have a heart attack and you go to the emergency room, and they put the medical staff puts the paddles on you, what they're doing is they're basically bringing your body battery back up real high to see if your heart will kick in. The body operates at certain level of energy, and if we continue to eat cooked foods that offer no energy, what happens is we drag our body battery down, 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 and then we walk around in a state of feeling sick and tired. That is the perpetual state that most of us, or most of the calls I get, most of the people I run into say, help me, I don't have an illness. I'm just sick and tired of being sick and tired. And that would come into play with this energy issue and the food with no energy.
Tell us about fish and cold water fish versus, I assume, warm water fish and your palate of fish that you think is best for your body.
Well, and I'm all about small changes that make big differences, and if we're going to eat fish anyway, let's focus on, you know, a couple of years ago our government decided that everyone needed to label the fish that was for sale, and for very good reason. I choose to purchase wild river in the coldest parts of the country, so wild river Alaskan or Norwegian. I'll go to Scotland, different parts of the world. I choose not to purchase from warm waters like the Atlantic Ocean, because less microorganisms can live in cold water than warm water. And the other thing is, the colder that it is, the more oils that fish is going to have. So if you're going to eat fish, now restaurants are required to tell you. I always ask. Now the 4 and 5 star will give you the source of the fish right on the menu. They order from the same place consistently. The 2 and 3 star, you need to ask, but they have it available. And I always ask if it's not on the menu, and they will come back and say, no, it's warm water, and they, for some reason, don't have to disclose it, but they will eventually. But I don't order it if it's warm water, because I just truly feel that it's better to eat from cold waters.
And tell us why you think that farm-raised fish in particular could in fact be harmful to you.
Well, and I don't claim to have a lot of knowledge on farm-raised. I mean, I understand there's a fellow in Hawaii doing some miraculous things. And, you know, it's almost like farm-raised is like hydroponic. So, for example, the produce has to be marked. So organic produce always has a 9 followed by 4 digits. Conventional produce from these agricultural farms that don't have minerals, it's just a 4-digit code. Hydroponic doesn't have a code, a series of numbers. It's just labeled hydroponic. And then the same thing with fish. You have cold water, warm water, and then you have farm-raised. There, I would suggest on farm-raised to really research the farm. And I know that you're out shopping and you don't have time to go research the farm, but you do have time to go over to the butcher and ask him what he knows about the farm. If you shop Wild Oats or Whole Foods or any of the higher-end natural markets, you are going to be shocked at the information coming from the guy behind the counter at the fish and poultry and meat department. I was in there a couple of weeks ago, and he gave me a history on the natural chicken that he was selling. They'll do the same thing with the farm-raised.
How long did that take?
Because they know what farms they buy from, and they know why they buy them there.
Tell us a little bit, Marlene, about how folks can get a hold of you or where they might be able to catch your upcoming speaking events and or learn more about what you're doing.
I have a pH balance information site. It's phbalance.com, phbodybalance.com, excuse me. And at www.phbodybalance.com, they can enroll for a newsletter, and I send a lot of these hot tips. And this all sounds rather complicated, but, again, I focus on small changes that make big differences. And people can take this in bite-sized pieces. And it's only becoming aware of what's going on around you and trying to purchase the best of the best, so getting the best for the least amount. And then I have an online store called YourNatureStore.com. I'm speaking in Lexington on October 28th, I believe. It's
Kentucky.
A Saturday. I'm doing a 2-hour pH body balance in Lexington, Kentucky. I just did one in Salt Lake. And then the next one that's scheduled is November in Atlanta, but I don't know the date. It is on phbodybalance.com now.
For those that don't have time to catch any of the whole inner light gospel, the quick 1-minute take on it is I think worthy of hearing. It's a grass like product. You mix it with water. You have a couple quarts a day, and tell us a little bit about it, and then we'll need to wrap up.
All righty, it's 49 different organic vegetations, and they are dehydrated and then recharged back to the raw state. So when you add it to water, it tastes like green tea. And you add another product called Prime pH, which floats the pH of the bottle up. And it's Inner Light Incorporated is the manufacturer of this product. When you drink it, you're infusing the body with super high nutrition and a better pH level so that it can accommodate a not-so-perfect diet in this world. And it's so critical to understand that the basic truth is we're in a global health crisis, and you can do everything correctly and still be out of balance today because of that.
Well, we really enjoyed your time today, Marlene. Thank you so much for joining the show here, and thanks for making Life Tips a better place and the radio show a better place. We hope to have you back soon.
And I'm going to be on your radio station now.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you, Byron.
We'll look forward to seeing you listening to you in the future. Thanks again, Marlene.
Thank you.
Sink your team into 100% original programming.
WebmasterRadio.fm.
And try our daily search cast. It's made fresh every day.
WebmasterRadio.fm.
We're everywhere.